Hi, I'm Russ Melanson with RLO Productions, Wedding Consulting and DJ Services. I would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to our presentation while considering our services for your upcoming wedding or special event. The purpose of this presentation is to introduce RLO's services while answering some of your pre-wedding or event planning considerations. The first consideration would be which date to choose for your event. The most popular days for weddings are Saturdays and Sundays in the months of April, May, June, August, September, and October. If one of these days appeals to you, we would suggest getting started on planning as soon as 18 months before your big day. Just as important as the date is the time you choose for your ceremony. This dictates the services that will be available for you that day. Keep in mind that most wedding professionals book two weddings on Saturdays in the peak wedding months discussed. A good rule of thumb to keep in mind is to allow yourself 2 hours from the start of your ceremony to the start of your reception. This, of course, is adjusted depending on the length of your ceremony, picture, and receiving line plans. We go over these details more in depth during your one-on-one consultation with me. Following the two-hour rule, if you plan a 1 p.m. ceremony, your reception would start around 3 p.m. This is what is called a crossover time. Most pros charge extra for this time. Consider setting a ceremony time for 11 a.m. or possibly 5 p.m. This will set the timing up for a 1 p.m. or 7 p.m. reception, respectively. Keep in mind, this applies to Saturday weddings only. If you decide on a Sunday wedding, competition for services will be strong, but the crossover time won't be an issue. Although Friday nights aren't as popular, educated brides are starting to see it as a great option in being able to get everything for their big day with little competition. Once you have decided on your date and time, you should start looking for a reception location and check with whomever you will want to have perform your ceremony to make sure they will also be available on that date and time. Once these details have been secured, it's time to go shopping. Once you start shopping for your wedding, you will be faced with many daunting decisions. RLO can help relieve some of the pressures of planning by suggesting well-known, top-notch wedding professionals that handle everything from pictures and video to flowers, balloons, cakes, invitations, and party favors. But let's focus on our specialty, your music and emceeing needs. Every bride has a different vision in her head of how her wedding will flow. RLO starts planning for your reception when you and I first sit down together. We will discuss in depth all of your ideas and desires while taking a look at various options which can make your party flow seamlessly. Some things to consider for your reception will be your entrance into the reception, who will say the blessing, who will be reciting a toast, time and type of cake cutting, timing and choice of your first dance, dances with the parents, are you going to give the centerpieces away, any special announcements that you may want, are you throwing a bouquet and garter, finally, what will be the last dance and how would you like to close your reception? Let's take a look at various ways to handle a few of these choices. After your guests have settled in, they will be anxiously awaiting your arrival. This can be handled a few ways. Some brides like their entrance to be very subdued with no introduction. However, most brides choose to be introduced along with their wedding party. Here are some examples of how we can do this. We could use a nice soft jazzy sound such as what you're listening to right now. But when it comes time to introduce the bride and groom, we're going to change things up a little bit. Here is what it will sound like. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome bridesmaid Sarah Lewis, escorted by usher John Cameron. Next, we have bridesmaid Beth Olson, escorted by usher Gary Dixon. And right behind them, we have our beautiful flower girl, Cheyenne Dixon, walking in with our handsome ring bearer, Shane Lewis. Next in line, our maid of honor, Lauren Olson, escorted by best man, Dane Dixon. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if everybody could please rise. Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bill Dixon. Or perhaps you may prefer a more upbeat intro. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to introduce our wedding party. First, we have bridesmaid Sarah Lewis, escorted by John Cameron. Next in line, Beth Olson, escorted by usher Gary Dixon. Now we have our beautiful flower girl, Cheyenne Dixon, walking in with the handsome Shane Lewis, our ring bearer. Next in line, our maid of honor, Lauren Olson, escorted by best man Dean Dixon. Everybody, please rise. For the first time anywhere, please welcome Teresa and Bill Dixon. Now let's look at a couple ways to cut your cake. Some brides prefer to serve the wedding cake as dessert. In this case, cutting the cake early in the reception allows the function staff ample time to ready the cake for dessert. Another excellent option is to cut the cake just before the first dance. Here is an example of announcing the cake cutting. Ladies and gentlemen, please draw your attention to the wedding cake as our groom Bill takes Teresa's hand and assists her in cutting the cake. Now, how you feed each other and what happens is up to you. A fun option for background music during the cake cutting is Cut the Cake by the Average White Band. One of the most sentimental and meaningful moments of your wedding day is your first dance. RLO carries a large selection of these love songs and will get whatever you decide on for this special moment if we don't have it. We can also offer suggestions if need be. Here are a few samples.
Hero, baby, I
Now it's time to kick the party into high gear with some great dance music. Please keep in mind that our main goal is to make your wedding day go as smooth as possible, and we will be discussing many more options than covered on this CD. For your wedding to be everything it should be, it is a team effort of everyone involved, and we sincerely look forward to working with the team you assemble for that big day. Thank you, and we look forward to meeting with you very soon.